Welcome to episode 7 of the Beyond Time and Space in SGWF podcast. I'm your host, Stone. We are recording on Saturday, November the 16th, 2024. This episode will cover any events that happened on Nova, Monday, November the 11th, Galactic Wrestling, Wednesday, November the 13th, and Titans on Friday, November the 15th. So we're going to go show by show and go over kind of the highlights, not necessarily get into every single win or loss. But first, let's look at Nova. So Nova, the first thing we wanted to talk about was the teacher defeated Danny Weaver in a non-title matchup. Danny Weaver is the women's Hello Kitty champion. Since the teacher defeated Danny Weaver, she will be placed in the Hello Kitty number one contender match at the Galactic Wrestling right before WrestleMania 5. So that will be the week ending the 22nd of December. That will be our 5-year show, and we will determine our number one contenders on the Galactic Wrestling right before. The final match of Nova was between Eldrin the Butcher and Marcus Azul. Now, it wasn't the final match of the card, but we were thinking it was going to be the final match of the show. And we had heard that they had both agreed that the loser of the match was going to get moved to a different brand. Now, for Eldrin the Butcher, I mean, it's not a good thing to be shipped off. However, the thing with Azul is that he was the men's Hello Kitty champion. So if he lost this match and then got sent off to another brand, he would have to vacate the men's Hello Kitty title, and we'd have to have a tournament for it, which would kind of suck for Azul. Hey, Naragi. We are recording this live, by the by. So when the match actually happened, though, we had Eldrin the Butcher came out to ringside being repped by Eldrin the Butcher or Marcus Azul because they were dressed as Azul. So we're not sure if Eldrin the Butcher just wanted to throw Azul off of his game or what. Azul won the match. And then that should have meant that Eldrin the Butcher should be leaving Nova to go to a different show. We don't know which show yet. We haven't heard stuff. But we've heard that he's claiming that since the other guy that was dressed as Azul lost, Azul should be moved and stripped of the title. We have not seen where the other guy is. We actually don't even know this guy's name. We don't know where he is. We're going to find out more info. As we get to the show, we'll probably announce something more on Discord in one of our announcements channels. To follow on this story, but I'm hoping that this is going to be it. And I really hope that Azul is not going to be screwed out of his title. We are recording live on Twitch. Any alerts or anything like that come through on Twitch will be on the VOD, which will go up on YouTube and the Twitch VOD, but they will not be recorded on the actual audio podcast that goes up on Spotify, just by the way. So anybody listening on Spotify may hear me referring to stuff, and it's because I'm talking with people that are in chat, and you're more than welcome to come on by and just hang out. This is a pretty quick and dirty podcast, not really at the levels that I did them before. I just wanted to do a little show just to cover all of the stuff, but try and keep it in character. Anyways. Okay, so moving on to Galactic Wrestling, this is the final show of week one. It was on Wednesday, November the 13th. We had the internet title was on the line. Reese Omega had lost the title at the last Galactic Wrestling to Baby Firefly. Risa Omega got put into the Women's Gauntlet as like a chance at getting a rematch, and she got the luck of the draw by getting selected last for the Gauntlet, and so she got to face Eden White for the final match, and Eden White had already been beaten and battered after a match with Isabella Ramon. So it kind of felt like Risa Omega made the best of her luck, won the match, and got a rematch. The rematch happened at the end of the Galactic Wrestling Show, and Baby Firefly was able to defeat her, defending the title in the rematch for it. So Risa Omega will have to go back to the drawing board. There are no more rematch clauses, yada, yada, yada. On the men's front, Colonel Andres Rivera won the men's Battle Royal. He eliminated Marshall Magnum at the end to win the Battle Royal. But unfortunately, during the match, we were hoping that newcomer Big Delicious was going to win and possibly pull a Zinda. But he got eliminated, I believe, fourth by Colonel Rivera. So that kind of ended his quest to pull a Zinda. And Colonel Rivera went on to the men's internet title, took on Damian Jade, and defeated the Jade Dragon to claim his first internet title. Now, Colonel Rivera has won lots of men's titles, but never the net title, which I thought was kind of neat to know. Little fun fact. The other thing of note in Galactic Wrestling on Wednesday was that Thomas Wolfridge took on Jericho Vega in a non-title matchup just to get in matches to make sure everyone was at like even matches, right? As we do. It was a non-title match, but Thomas Wolfridge defeated Jericho Vega, our men's champion, by submission. He made him tap. He made him quit. It was over. And because of this, Thomas Wolfridge is going to be put into the champions qualification match at Galactic Wrestling. If he can win that, he'll be put into the champions match at WrestleMania 5 and possibly get a shot at Jericho Vega's title, unless somebody does a cash in and Vega loses the belt to somebody, you know. So that was Wednesday's Galactic Wrestling. Moving on to Friday's Titans on November the 15th. So we had some stuff happen between Baby Firefly, Captain Spaulding, Pretty Boy Mario, and Sergeant Rosa Rivera, which was a surprise, but we'll get there. Okay. So let's start with Baby Firefly. She once again showed up as a guest referee for Pretty Boy's match against Devin Fox. So she was there, and we're all waiting for Devin Fox to show up, and it wasn't Devin Fox that showed up. It was Captain Spaulding. Captain Spaulding is the men's Universal Champion. He's on the Paragons brand. However, he decided Devin Fox ain't wrestling, and I don't know what happened to him. He did show up at the end of the show, so he was okay, but we don't know what happened. Captain Spaulding came in, I guess, to face a Mario for one final time. He is the Universal Champ. The title was not on the line. But it looked like maybe the fix was going to be in, because Baby Firefly was probably going to be siding on behalf of her father. Because any time that Baby Firefly had been guest refereeing Pretty Boy's last two matches, Pretty Boy lost. And it was pretty clear that Baby Firefly was biased against Pretty Boy. So looked like the fix was in. So a Mario came in and actually won the match. Baby Firefly refereed the match fair and square. She kind of flubbed a couple calls here and there. But overall, by the end of the match, she was good. So a little surprising. We're not really sure what the play was there. Because of the loss, Pretty Boy Mario, well, because of his win, will now be put in as a number one contender for the Men's Universal Championship on a different brand, on the Paragons brand. Even though he's not on that brand, it still counts. Doesn't matter where it is, as long as you beat the champion, pinfall and submission, which we'll get to in a bit, you'll get put into a number one match or get a chance to get into it. So we were all kind of shocked that Pretty Boy won. Baby Firefly called it right down the middle with no real favoritism. Not really sure what the play was there, but okay. Fast forward to the second last match of the show. We had Baby Firefly, the net champion, taking on Sergeant Rosa Rivera, the women's big belt champ, in a one-on-one match. Non-title, because you know no belts were on the line. It was a regular show. Pretty Boy Mario showed up to guest referee for the first time, and we think, as I don't know if it was going to be a thank you or a screw you, Baby Firefly, or what. But Mario was there. He was good to go to ref. And we haven't really heard on what his intent was there, because we got very distracted by a shocking event at the end of the match. Like, oh my goodness. Rosa Rivera had put down Baby Firefly, was going in for the cover, and only got a two count. And we looked at the tapes, and it was pretty clearly a two count. Like, there was no slow count, there was no fast count. It was a perfect pin count. And Sergeant Rivera got up. You could tell she was super mad, looked right at Mario, walked over and speared him. Blatantly speared the referee. Doesn't matter if the referee is a wrestler or not, you can't do that. And it wasn't like a little spear either. It wasn't like a whoops. Nope. She got up, looked at him, walked over, speared him. Down he went. We were all shocked. This is our women's champion. What is she doing? I want to say, since earlier this year, Rosa Rivera has got a little edge in her. She's flipping off fans, telling people off, spearing refs. What is going on? So Mario, as soon as he got back up to his feet, he actually DQ'd Sergeant Rivera, and Baby Firefly got the win. Now, I don't think anybody was really thinking about Mario trying to screw over Baby Firefly or anything like that, because it was just so shocking that I think Mario knew right away. It didn't matter what his intent was when he came in. After getting speared, he knew, he must act, right? Because if he doesn't DQ her, I mean, it basically opens himself up to getting speared by everybody else, right? So Baby Firefly won by DQ. Since it was a DQ win, our Federation administrators ruled that that is not enough for Baby Firefly to qualify for the Women's Championship qualification match. It's got to happen as the result of a pinfall or submission. So a DQ, a count out, those wouldn't count as beating a champion, even if it was a non-title matchup. So unfortunately for Baby Firefly, it won't boost her up, but still getting the win will help her in power rankings. So that will help, but she won't just get the placement in there because it wasn't a pinfall or submission. I've heard rumors that maybe Pretty Boy has been asking about rules on whether or not he can face off against Rosa Rivera. I don't know if we've really had a man versus woman match. We've had mixed tag teams, but we've never had a male versus a female here. Calver, thank you for contributing to our marbles challenge. So we're not sure where this is going to go. We'll find out what Federation officials say. We'll have to go look at our rule books. I personally don't think there's anything wrong with it. He's got a beef with her, a clear beef, right? It's not like he just decided I'm going to go and attack her. Nope. Kelver, thank you for contributing to our main event challenge. So that was what happened during the week in SGWF. I think that's it actually. So we'll get into our schedule for next week. I'll be posting that up on Discord very shortly. And we are going to go back to 1 p.m. instead of 12. I felt like 12 was a little bit too early, and 1 p.m. is kind of a good time for me to start to stream and all that stuff. So next week, our schedule for wrestling will be Monday, November the 18th at 1 p.m. with Paragons. Now, I believe Paragons, we already posted the card. And there is going to be, right. We're going to have Phalanx Souls Lurker Reward match. He selected 5-minute majors. We'll take on the Maulers in a non-title matchup as a rematch. This was, if you remember, this was the tag team championship match at Halloween Havoc on November 1st. And the Maulers defended their titles in a best 2 out of 3 falls match. But 5-minute majors gave them a run for their money. So we're going to see if they can do better. Now, because it's a Lurker Reward match, if they were to beat Maulers, because it's a Lurker Reward match, it doesn't mean that they're going to be put into the number one contenders spot. However, they would get a fair bit of... Oh, actually, they wouldn't even get power ranking points too. Lurker Reward matches are treated as dark matches. They will count towards your record against that person, but they won't give you power ranking points. They won't give you a boost. And we decided as a federation to not allow that because we didn't want folks to do a Lurker Reward and always face a champion to try to get in to stuff like that. So, yeah. So then Wednesday, November the 20th, we'll go live at 1 p.m. for Eclipse. And I believe we have actually a mixed tag team match, a Lurker Reward match created by Adams. We'll have the Redfields appearing for the first time in a long time. Chris and Claire Redfield will be taking on a random pairing of Freak Show and Allie Morgan. That will start off the show on Eclipse on Wednesday. We also have word that we're going to have a rematch between Marshall Magnum and Marko Vujovic. I don't know where that's going to be, but it's going to be on Wednesday. That was the one where Marshall Magnum last Eclipse at the end of the match, he actually beat Marco and started giving him the knees like over and over and over again, right at the end of the match. And he was yelling about something about his knees, right? Now, if you don't know, Marco is like is like the king of knees. Like his knees are lethal. So maybe there's something going on there. I don't know, but they're going to get a rematch on Wednesday to, you know, maybe hopefully settle this little beef, I guess, that they have with each other, or maybe Magnum has with Marco. I don't really know what his deal is, but anyways. And then Friday, November the 22nd at 1 p.m., we'll go live with Nova, and we will have we'll have another Lurker Reward tag team match. Wow, we got 3 in a row. 1, 2, 3. Nice. We'll have, this was created by Dazul. We'll have Money Inc. taking on Sugar and Spice. As always, match cards are open and subject to change and all that stuff. So, that's going to be it for the podcast for this week. If you have any communications that you'd like to send in, please send them by Subspace. That's probably the easiest method. If you do want to send in a piece via Discord or by email, I would suggest sending me a DM and telling me that it's okay to put on the show, either by DM on Discord or email. That's pretty much it. Our next show will probably be on Saturday, November. What's the day today? The 23rd, November the 23rd. Generally sometime in the evening. I don't want to set down a firm time because I feel like I like being open. So that's all it. I appreciate y'all listening, and we'll talk to you next time. This podcast is copyright 2024 and is property of the SGWF. It may not be copied, altered, or retransmitted without express permission from us.